2019学年度嘉定区九年级英语第一次质量调研听力部分 Part 1 Listening Comprehension
A 根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片 Number 1
What fun it is to listen to light music after a day of work
What fun it is to listen to light music after a day of work Number 2
Mr. Smith purchased a precious vase for $300,000 last month
Mr. SmithPurchased a precious vase for $300,000 last month. Number 3.
Many people think keeping pets helps them become more responsible.
Many people think keeping pets helps them become more responsible. Number 4.
When Peter and his sister get tired, they usually do some exercise.To help them relax.
When Peter and his sister get tired, they usually do some exercise to help them relax. Number 5.
Mr. Lee was born in a small peaceful village at the foot of mountains.
Mr. Lee was born in a small peaceful village at the foot of mountains. Number 6.
We all know that it is very essential to put rubbish in different litter bins.
We all know that it is very essential to put rubbish in different litter bins. B. 根据你所听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。Number 7. Have you ever seen so much snow?
I'm tired of all this snow. I wish we'll have a sunny day tomorrow. Question, what are they talking about? 请再听一遍。
Have you ever seen so much snow?
I'm tired of all this snow. I wish we'll have a sunny day tomorrow. Question, what are they talking about?
Number 8.
Have you seen Mr. Taylor?He is usually here by 9 o'clock.
He said he was coming at 9:30 today, but it's already 10 o'clock. I wonder where he is.
Question. What time does Miss Taylor usually come? 请再听一遍。Have you seen Miss Taylor? He is usually here by 9 o'clock.
He said he was coming at 9:30 today, but it's already 10 o'clock.I wonder where he is.
Question. What time does Mr. Taylor usually come?
Number 9. I'm too tired today. I've been here in the library all day doing research. What about you?
Not too bad, but I'm really hungry now. Let's go to the cafeteria behind the dormitory building. Question.Where does this conversation probably take place? 请再听一遍。
I'm too tired today. I've been here in the library all day doing research. What about you?
Not too bad, but I'm really hungry now. Let's go to the cafeteria behind the dormitory building. Question. Where does this conversation probably take place?
Number 10. I have to cancel our trip to Hong Kong this weekend. I have an important meeting to attend.
Oh, really? I've been looking forward to it these days. Question. How does a woman feel about the man's decision? 请再听一遍。
I have to cancel our trip to Hong Kong this weekend. I have an important meeting to attend.
Oh, really? I've been looking forward to it these days. Question. How does a woman feel about the man's decision?
Number 11. What can I do for you, madam?
I'm looking for the new computer. I want one with the biggest screen. Can you help deliver it to my home?
No problem. After you finish the payment, it will be sent to you in about 2 days.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? 请再听一遍。
What can I do for you, madam?
I'm looking for the new computer. I want one with the biggest screen. Can you help deliver it to my home?
No problem. After you finish the payment, it will be sent to you in about 2 days.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Number 12.
Mike, I hear you finished your report on public transportation of this city. Could you please tell me how many streets there are in the city?
Sure. There used to be 150 streets in the city. This year, another 7 streets have been completed.
Question. How many streets are there in the city now? 请再听一遍。Mike, I hear you finished your report on public transportation of this city. Could you please tell me how many streets there are in the city?
Sure. There used to be 150 streets in the city. This year, another 7 streets have been completed.
Question. How many streets are there in the city now?
Number 13. Why does Sue look so sad today?
She went to buy a computer yesterday, but lost the money on the way to the store. Question. Why did Sue look so sad today? 请再听一遍。
Why does Sue look so sad today?
She went to buy a computer yesterday, but lost the money on the way to the store. Question. Why did Sue look so sad today?
Number 14. My wife found a gold ring in our garden after the party. Do you think it might be yours?
It couldn't be, thanks. I wore a silver one last night. Question. What does the woman mean? 请再听一遍。
My wife found a gold ring in our garden after the party. Do you think it might be yours?
It couldn't be, thanks. I wore a silver one last night. Question. What does the woman mean?
C. 判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Jack's life is always filled with much sadness and little joy, but he can always face it bravely. Last July, he couldn't believe the news that he was allowed to enter the only key high school in his hometown. Then he rushed to his home and told his parents. But his father didn't seem as excited as he was.He just kept smoking without saying a word. And his mother put her head down and couldn't help crying. His mom had been in bed for 2 years because of her illness. Jack knew his family lived a hard life, and he couldn't afford his tuition fee. He felt so upset at the moment.He could say nothing to his parents. Jack decided to help his father with his work to support his family. To Jack's surprise, things completely changed just 3 days before the beginning of the new term. His head teacher came to his family with some money, which was raised by his schoolmates. His teacher encouraged him.Always have a dream. At the same time, his father also made some money so that his father could afford part of his tuition fee. He knew he was such a lucky boy, and decided to study harder in return. With tears in his eyes, he entered the Key High School finally. He knows he must work hard for his dream. Whenever he meets difficulties, he always thinks of his teacher and schoolmates, and he can always get enough courage to go on. 请再听一遍。
Jack's life is always filled with much sadness and little joy, but he can always face it bravely. Last July, he couldn't believe the news that he was allowed to enter the only Key High School in his hometown. Then he rushed to his home and told his parents. But his father didn't seem as excited as he was. He just kept smoking without saying a word. And his mother put her head down and couldn't help crying. His mom had been in bed for 2 years because of her illness. Jack knew his family lived a hard life, and he couldn't afford his tuition fee. He felt so upset at the moment, but he could say nothing to his parents. Jack decided to help his father with his work to support his family. To Jack's surprise, things completely changed just 3 days before the beginning of the new term. His head teacher came to his family with some money, which was raised by his schoolmates. His teacher encouraged him, "Always have a dream." At the same time, his father also made some money so that his father could afford part of his tuition fee. He knew he was such a lucky boy and decided to study harder in return. With tears in his eyes, he entered the Key High School finally. He knows he must work hard for his dream. Whenever he meets difficulties, he always thinks of his teacher and schoolmates, and he can always get enough courage to go on.
D. 听对话，用听到的单词完成下列内容。每空格现填一词。
Everyone needs friends. There is an old saying, friends are God's way of taking care of us. The following passage mainly tells you how you find a real friendship and keep it for long. The American writer Sally Simmons tells young students some smart ways to find friends. Sally says, finding friendship is just like planting trees. You plant the seed and look after it to make it grow. While making friends,We should take care to select those who have good qualities. It is not because a person has money or good looks. And don't forget that there's one kind of person who doesn't have direct relationship with you. But he can share happiness and sorrow with you. He is your friend. For example, if you have a bad day,A good friend should listen to your complaints and do his best to help you. To make a friend, you cannot always be happy. Even the best friends have conflicts. What should you do when you have a conflict with a friend? You have to talk to him. When there is no one around, have an honest talk. If he doesn't want to talk, you could write a letter.It's very essential for friends to respect each other. Tell your friend how you are feeling if he has done wrong, and try to know why he did so. Always remember that friendship is the most important thing in your life. 请再听一遍。
Everyone needs friends. There is an old saying, friends are God's way of taking care of us. The following passage mainly tells you how you find real friendship and keep it for long. The American writer Sally Simmons tells young students some smart ways to find friends. Sally says, finding friendship is just like planting trees. You plant the seed and look after it to make it grow. While making friends, we should take care to select those who have good qualities. It is not because a person has money or good looks. And don't forget that there is one kind of person who doesn't have direct relationship with you, but he can share happiness and sorrow with you. He is your friend. For example, if you have a bad day, a good friend should listen to your complaints and do his best to help you. To make a friend, you cannot always be happy. Even the best friends have conflicts. What should you do when you have a conflict with a friend? You have to talk to him. When there is no one around, have an honest talk. If he doesn't want to talk, you could write a letter. It's very essential for friends to respect each other. Tell your friend how you are feeling if he has done wrong and try to know why he did so. Always remember that friendship is the most important thing in your life.听力部分到此结束。